Texas.
If he was able to hold on to it, you know.
Yeah.
He really made it. I know some two or three old men here in Cordell have got 6 or 8 farms, you know. Mm. It wasn't worth a thing 30, 40 years ago, and now they're worth $200,000 or $300,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Just increasing prices and things.
Well, what would you call a road that goes from a main road up to, oh, say, up to your house?
That's the, we used to call that our driveway.
And how about a road that goes off a main road?
Well, let me see now. It's got a name. What is it?
Well, I've heard them called all sorts of things. Side road, by road, section line road.
You know what a section line is, of course.
Yeah, that's every quarter. Isn't
that's
it?
Every
1 mile.
Right? That's a mile. That's the surveyor laid that out.
Uh-huh.
There is no such thing as by. Of course, everything is called by roads and side roads, but that's not section lines.
Yeah.
The section lines just like this right out here. The surveyors came in here before this country was opened. They set a stake every mile. Laid off. That's a section of a section of land is 640 acres, a mile square.
Yeah.
The section line is runs around that. That's what. But these by roads, and they do call them by roads and side roads. But you know we don't have them out here like we do back east in the timber.
That's
where,
right.
In the timber in the mountains where they have them.
Yeah, they just go every which way.
Yeah, most of ours here are section line roads.
Mm-hmm. I like to time the cars by that. I get one of these university cars and check the speedometer out.
Yeah.
This Chevy's pretty good. It's about a tenth of a mile off.
Mm.
But I had a hundredth.
Hundredth.
Mm. Actually, it's about 15 thousandths. I had a Ford that was off 7 hundredths.
Oh.
I didn't like that very much.
I've never checked on mine that closer. I just don't know.
Well, I just get bored driving from here to there, so I start watching my watch and the roads.
Yeah.
I don't know what my car does. My own car, I don't know.
No, you don't pay attention.
These I know rather well.
That's right. Well, that's me. A lot of people will keep an accurate record of the gas mileage, how far they get. And they'll say, Emerson, how far do you get on that car? Well, I said, no, mister, I don't know. I realize one thing. When I've got to go in where I've got to go, if it takes 1 gallon or 10 gallons, and so I try to keep gas in the tank to get me there, and get me back. And whether I make 15 or 16, I don't pay a lot of, not near as much attention as a lot of people do.
I just started in. My wife gave me a little thing that clips on the sun visor, and I can write down the mileage and the gallons.
Well, that's a good thing. I've got a brother-in-law over here that he keeps everything in he calls it his book, his little book.
Uh-huh.
And you can go to him and get information that you need.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask him when it rained and how much it rained and what month it was in.
Oh.
Every time he get an inch rain or a quarter inch rain or a 2 inch rain, he got it down in that book and the day it came.
Oh.
Well, it's a lot of satisfaction.
Yeah, but that sort of thing can drive you crazy.
It can. It gets on my nerves.
You miss a couple of days and...
Yeah. And so I don't like to keep those technical records.
Yeah. I've enjoyed this. But it's beginning to get me. I'm afraid I left out a little information there.
I'll have intentions good, set up a budget or something, you know.
Yeah.
And my intentions are real good. And the first thing I know, I've broken them. And then once you break it, it's easy the next time.
Yeah.
The next time. I just don't know. I never could quite be satisfied with budgeting everything and earmarking stuff. I don't know. That don't happen to fit into my life.
Certain things you've got to have doesn't make any difference.
You've got to have it regardless of it. That is, you think you have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You get it if you can get it.
Yeah.
Regardless of this, whether it breaks your budget or not.
And if you have to have it, there will always be a way.
Sure.
At least so far, I guess I've been lucky, but there's always been a way.
Yeah.
Do you have any special term for a ditch beside a road?
For a ditch?
Uh-huh.